And they talk also about in that report that, you know, we've got to, you know, we move from our full de facto dependency on Britain to a shared one with Britain and the US. And, you know, it's like a bit of a warning in that area. But yesterday, I think it was, there was the American-Irish Chamber of Commerce lunch, and the president gave a speech, and he was actually said in his speech, you know, we're very grateful for the extra business from the US that helped us through the crisis. So some of these points here from this finance committee, which is an animal of a parliament, is a political animal. I mean, you've got to take this in the context of which it's been delivered.
The issue on the brass plate companies. I mean, this is an area that area of expertise, right? Are we running into problems here if we continue with this strategy of hosting all of these companies and allowing them to set up the shell companies?
Well, I don't think it's a key platform for our financial strategy. And in fact, in one area, asset management, you're not supposed to have these brass plate companies. And this has all come through now through new European law. So if we have them here, they've been in the unregulated community, not in the regulated community. But your problem is when this continues to get raised in forums, the next question always comes up is about our tax breaks and tax rates here. And for me, I think what we need to do is actually categorise what is this brass plate issue and answer that head on if we need to. But to me, I don't really think that that's much of a story, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
You are over a year now out of the central bank.
Yes.
You left in January of 2013. So what's your overview of what's happening with Ireland right now?
Well, my overview has been slightly informed by the travels overseas. So I kept myself out of Ireland for a while because I thought it's always important to put a bit of distance between a public body where you've worked and what you might do next. So, you know, in terms of looking at Ireland, I mean, we've had some great inroads. I think in terms of, you know, corporate governance standards, we've raised those. We're well respected overseas. We're viewed as an economy which is good to do business with. I do think there are some international businesses that do consider we have a bit of red tape in our government departments, and they find that sometimes to be frustrating. And even recently at a conference I was at, a gentleman said, look, we chose not to come to Ireland because we found that the UK regulator was far easier to deal with on what we consider to be a very basic financial concept. We didn't get the audience we expected in Ireland. Now, you know, whatever drove him to say that, I'm not quite sure, but he put that out there in front of 400 people, half of which are trying to decide where they're going to set up this new form of industry. So that wasn't necessarily helpful.
Mm-hmm. And yet our corporate tax rate is probably quite attractive if you can get over the red tape issues.
Yeah, well, you know, the corporate tax rate really is a bit of I sort of don't understand it from time to time, because it's the effective rate of tax you've got to look at. And there are certain countries in Europe where companies are paying an effective rate of tax of 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got to put this on the agenda. Not the headline rate of corporate tax, but what is the effective rate of tax? Equally, that doesn't get us out of trouble with the issues with the US saying what the, you know, folk are doing here at Adobe and others. And at the moment, tax take is really important to every country around the world because they're not really generating much growth. So what they need to do is get the tax base sorted.
Okay. Response to that, with very limited time left, Minister Pat Rabbit, but just on the issue, maybe if we go back to the 5 billion, which is possibly what Peter is hearing from his contacts outside of Ireland, the amount of the 64 that could be on the table for renegotiation. Do you agree with that? Do you think that could be the extent of it?
Well, the only thing that we have on the record is what was agreed in June of 2012 in respect of separating private and public debt. It's going to be a long haul, that's clear. The recapitalization of the banks is going to produce a return as well. That has to be factored into that as we proceed. But remember, the concept of the European Union was built on burden sharing. Here, adequate provision was not made for bank resolution. It wasn't made in the general flaws in the architecture of banking left us with a situation where when we were squeezed by the ECB to do it the way it was done, you know, we took a hit for the team.
Okay,
and we still have an argument about that, and it's an argument that we're continuing to progress.
Okay, 2 o'clock has managed to sneak up on me, so I apologise for going late to news. Thank you to all of our panellists today, and do join us again next week.
Saturday with Claire Byrne was produced by Roisin Boyd. The researcher was Leslie Anderson. The broadcast coordinator, Maeve Mooney. And sound supervision this week was by Pather Carney.